Hi there. The word for you today is thinking for a change. In Proverbs 21 verse 5, we read, "The plans of the diligent lead to profit." In his great book, Thinking for a Change, Dr. John Maxwell says, and I quote, "The right thought plus the right people, in the right environment, at the right time, for the right reason, always produces the right result." Let's take a minute and break down those last couple of sentences. Number one, the right thought. Thinking produces ideas, and ideas have incredible power and potential. But every idea begins as a seed thought, so you have to nurture it and protect it. Number two, the right people. When you expose the right idea to the right people, great things happen. In their company, it blossoms and becomes infused with possibility. Bible says one can chase 1,000, but two can put to flight 10,000. That's God's mathematics. Number three, the right environment. In the right environment, thinking is valued, ideas flow freely, fresh eyes are welcome, changes are expected, questions are encouraged, egos are checked, ideas stimulate better ideas, and thinking generates teamwork. Number four, the right time. The Emperor Hadrian said, and I quote, "To be right too soon is to be wrong." While still in the stretching stage of an idea, present it without expectation or time frames or rigidly defined goals. Why? Because if you try to implement your idea too early, it may not survive. Number five, the right reason. J.P. Morgan once said, "A man always has two reasons for doing anything. A good idea, and the real reason." Motives matter. They certainly matter with God. And selfish motives disqualify us. God only gets behind ideas that fulfill His purposes and demonstrate His love for others, not meet our own ego needs. Sometimes an idea has great potential when it partners with another idea, and other times it excels just as it is. One thing's for sure. As you stretch your thinking, you'll discover that your thinking is stretching you.